This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Dr. Robert Master isn't a household name in Massachusetts, but in the world of healthcare, he's considered a visionary. He served as medical director for the state's Medicaid program under former Governor Michael Dukakis. But soon, he may be known nationwide as the man who revolutionized primary care.
In 2004, Master co-founded, founded Commonwealth Care Alliance. It's an unusual group that focuses on Massachusetts residents who are eligible for both Medicare and Medicaid. In other words, the neediest, most medically complicated, and most expensive patients in the state. They usually have multiple chronic conditions that mean frequent visits to hospital emergency rooms or intensive care units.
Commonwealth Care has reimagined primary care for these patients. They get access to doctors 24/7, home visits, and an entire interdisciplinary team, doctors, social workers, mental health experts, all to ensure that every aspect of the patient's life is improved. The results so far are remarkable. Master's patients are healthier. They don't visit the hospital as often, which means in some cases, the cost to treat them has dropped by more than 50%.
The healthcare world has taken notice. Tucked inside the Affordable Care Act are dozens of pilot programs that are testing new ideas in medicine. Bob Master's Commonwealth Care is now part of a Massachusetts pilot program called MassHealth OneCare. For the next 3 years, OneCare plans to enroll 100,000 Massachusetts residents to see if Master's revolutionary integrated care system can work at larger scale. If it does, in 2015, the Affordable Care Act will expand the program to 20 other states, in effect transforming primary care for many of the most expensive, most vulnerable patients in America.
We recently spoke with Dr. Master. Our conversation began with Master's earliest memories of the American healthcare system. He recalled that as a boy, it was up to him to take his uninsured immigrant grandfather to a large Boston hospital for cancer treatment.
And we were down on the cold benches of a sub-basement passing floors that were far more amenable and far more humane because he did not have insurance. And the way we were treated and the way he was treated made a very significant impression on me. And I didn't know exactly how to describe it then or for many years thereafter. But I knew that this is not the way people should be treated. And it's been a lifelong quest to see if we could change that going forward. And I'm proud to say that I think we have.
But Dr. Master, I just wanted to ask you, is it fair to say that the experience that you had firsthand in trying to help your parents and grandparents get care and what they endured, that we actually still have a system that kind of still does that to people?
We do, but I'm proud to say here in Massachusetts, far, far less than almost anywhere else in this country. And the strides that we've made are absolutely extraordinary. But there are populations that are now not well served, and they are really the focus of this latest cornerstone initiative of the Affordable Care Act. And they also account, they may be the 10 or 15% of Medicare beneficiaries and Medicaid beneficiaries, but accounting for 40 to 50% of Medicare and Medicaid spend.
So a laser-like focus on this population could actually have a very positive benefit in terms of cost overall.
Absolutely. And one could ask, why did it take so long to go here? But the fact is the Affordable Care Act has, and in so doing, it's focusing on the populations that have the greatest unmet need, the ones that have been most poorly served, most medically marginalized, and as a consequence, costing the Medicare Trust Fund and our state Medicaid program the most money.
Well, let's put it in really concrete terms. Let's create a fictional patient here.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like someone who is grossly obese and has all the concurrent problems that come along with that, you know, maybe kidney problems, diabetes, incipient blindness. Perhaps it's due in part to medications or certain mental illness and maybe unstable home environment, perhaps a past history or even current history of drug or alcohol abuse. You know, all these things happen at once. So here's our fictional patient.
What is needed is instead of a primary care physician that is cut off from the needs of this individual working in a typical practice, there's an interdisciplinary team. And it would be a doctor, it would be a nurse practitioner, behavioral health or mental health professional clinicians, non-professional peer supports. Those are elements of the team. The second is primary care is not a place. It's not a building and it's not an appointment. The reimagined approach is we will put physicians, nurses, nurse practitioners, outreach workers, community health workers, and peer supports and psychiatry together in a system of care that will reach into the world where people live, whether it's in their home, whether it's in a supportive housing environment, whether it's under the bridge or on a shelter. That's where you have to bring that. And when we do that, all of those investments in these systems so far are more than offset by reduced recurrent hospitalizations that occur because of the failure of our inability to do these things.
By how much are they offset, man? What kind of
50 to 70%
In
reductions in hospitalizations, which are really measures of failures, because 90% of hospitalizations are for the inability to effectively intervene on predictable complications.
So sort of bottom line is that Commonwealth Care has a much more, you know, team-focused, holistic approach to, upstream medical care for people with pretty complex needs. And the goal is, and it seems that you're, you know, meeting that goal, is to give them better holistic care up front to keep them out of the hospitals and out of needing the most expensive forms of acute or emergency care.
That's exactly right.
So what kind of cost savings are you seeing so far?
We feel that you can absolutely reduce the expenditures for hospitalizations by the range of 50 to 60%. For seniors, the flow into long-term nursing home placement by 70%. And overall, cost increases per year that are less than GDP and substantially less than what we've seen in the Medicare trends for the last 10 to 12 years.
Dr. Master, let me ask you, because it seems as if in hearing what Commonwealth Care Alliance and now the MassHealth One Care program is aiming to do, it's really aiming to get at a fundamental weakness in our medical care system. Like, we are really good at emergency or acute or highly specialized care. Like, we can do that. The United States medical system is set up to do that. I get in a car accident, I feel pretty confident that the doctor at, you know, one of the Longwood Medical Center area hospitals will be able to take care of me. Or if I'm on the other end of the spectrum, a low impact, healthy, you know, middle-aged person who just needs an annual physical and maybe a prescription every now and then, I can get that too. But it's not built to handle complexity.
Magna, that's exactly right. And the complexity of people with multiple serious chronic illnesses, concurrent disability, and more often than not, all of them together in one person. And that's complex. And the only way that we know how to deal with that is really thinking of home and community takes on broader movements, broader definitions than any of us would have thought before, and being in that world and in that in those settings with a far more robust interdisciplinary approach than we have today.
Now, the Affordable Care Act and therefore the MassHealth One Care program is aiming to scale up essentially what you've been doing. There must be parts of the medical establishment that are pushing back against this, though, because you're also asking for a change in thinking and, you know, in base, you know, what doctoring is.
Yes, that was anticipated, but something else is going on today, because we're not talking about just financing changes. We're talking about care delivery changes, and we're talking about value changes, which I think you're alluding to.
Well, those are always the toughest ones to change.
Those are the toughest ones, but because for the first time, the care system is responsible for the total needs of a population. In our case, we're talking about the sickest and most complex and most expensive. In the case of our accountable care organizations, it could be a general population. But these principles are really the same. And we're seeing what I think is a revolution across this country in terms of the way we're seeing hospitals, physicians, and others in the healthcare system realigning to respond to this.
That would truly be a sea change, because right now, even for, you know, for basic care, it seems so very fractured. Like, you know, you go to your primary care physician, then you hope you get a good referral for something else, and you have to, you know, maybe go across town for that referral. Do you honestly believe that we can get those principles into the broader care that Americans receive?
Yes, I really do. So we would no longer just envision primary care as being so physician-centered. The opportunity to integrate health education and peer support into medical care for the more common array of issues is extraordinary and we find here in Massachusetts, particularly with our numbers of pioneer accountable care organizations that are going forward under the ACA, all kinds of experiments and redesigns in the basic model of primary care.
So, Dr. Master, I honestly still can't quite get away from the image that's in my mind about you as a young boy in the basement, you know, with your grandparents trying to get, you know, care for your grandfather, right? Does that always stay with you in terms of the direction you want American healthcare to go, you know, in the future?
So we have moved in the state dramatically. We don't have separate clinics in our systems in Massachusetts, nor have we had for many years for people that don't have adequate insurance. I do want to say this, that if we were to go to many parts of the United States today, we still have the anonymous bench clinics and the county hospitals, and no one to call at night, and no choice but a terrifying emergency room for a whole series of problems and issues that shouldn't could be handled elsewhere. And that's one of the messages of the Affordable Care Act. How do we bring everyone up to a standard that we would want for ourselves and our families?
Well, Dr. Bob Master is the founder and CEO of Commonwealth Care Alliance. It's one of the providers within the new MassHealth OneCare program. Dr. Master, it's been such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so very much.
Well, thank you so much for having me here.
And stay with us. Coming up, the jazz journey of vibraphonist Gary Burton. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.